ABC Radio Australia.
Well, ahead of Australia's federal election this weekend, Pacific Beat's taking a look at what voters with Pacific Island heritage will be considering as they cast their votes. And today, reporter Priyanka Srinivasan takes us to Melbourne's southeastern suburbs to meet a Fijian business owner. He lives in the electorate of Holt, which has one of the highest concentrations of Pacific Islander communities in the state of Victoria. Holt is considered to be a safe seat for the current opposition Labor Party, but as Priyanka found out, some of its Pacific Islander residents feel rather disengaged by Australian politics.
Off a busy street in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs, on the edge of a block called Little India, is a restaurant, Fiji Cafe and Suites. Inside, there's no mistaking the store owner's island heritage. Plastic frangipani and banana trees mark each corner, while brightly printed florals cover each table. A curtain made of cowrie shells hangs in the centre of the room. On the counter is a Fijian hand drum with the word Bula painted on the front. Food sizzles in the back kitchen as owners Mohammed and Farin Isak prepare lamb curry, roti wraps and rice pilau for the lunchtime rush. They both came to Melbourne from Fiji almost 35 years ago.
We migrated as a family and originated from the Fiji Islands. So they call the Island of Paradise when I was living there. After I left, it no longer became an Island of Paradise.
Mohammed Isak, who also goes by the name Sam, says he and his wife started the business almost a decade ago. They work in the Melbourne suburb of Dandenong and live in nearby Hampton Park. He says he is as proud of his local community as he is of his Fijian roots.
When somebody asks me which city you're living in, I don't say city of Melbourne, because city of Dandenong.
Dandenong borders the electorate of Holt, which is one of the most diverse electorates in the state. According to the 2016 census, almost half of its residents are born outside of Australia, and more than 44% of households use a language other than English. As Australians prepare to vote in the upcoming federal election, the more than 2,000 Holt voters born in Pacific Islands, like Mohammed Isak, will also have their say. But Mr. Isak feels the election holds little significance. He's disenchanted with politics and politicians and believes they have little impact on his life.
When you go into a polling boat, you know, you say, oh, today, just take a pick. Because, to be honest, no one does nothing.
And Mr. Isak is not alone in his disillusionment with Australian politics. Just 15 minutes from his restaurant at Amberley Park Shopping Centre is Cook Islander Junior Vahul. He has lived in Melbourne for 36 years, but doesn't have Australian citizenship and won't be voting in this week's election.
I don't look into that. Yeah, I just live my life, you know, just try to support my own family because I'm still underneath New Zealand citizen. So my wife wants me to, want us to apply for Australian, and yeah, she told me about the voting stuff, so because I really don't know about that.
He says his concerns are focused entirely on his community and family, not on politics. He prefers to keep his opinions to himself, which is why he hasn't made becoming an Australian citizen a priority.
The way I look at it, I'm an Australian. I'm proud to be here because, you know, got a good job, and, you know, the way I grew up, a lot of opportunities here. But us Pacific Islanders, we got our own opinion. For myself, I don't really judge people.
According to the United Voice of Pacific Island Communities in Victoria, many Pacific Islanders living in Australia are unable to easily become citizens and participate in elections. In a 2012 submission to a federal inquiry on multiculturalism in Australia, the group said that as Australia's immigration policies are skewed substantially towards skilled and humanitarian migrants, many Pacific Islanders fail to fit into these categories and cannot access the migration system. The report also claims that, at a government level, there is a lack of awareness of the South Pacific communities. Back at Fiji Cafe and Suites, Mohammed Isak agrees that the Australian government should make a path to settlement and citizenship easier for Pacific Islanders. He is pleased to hear about the Pacific Island Labour Scheme that allows Pacific Island citizens to work in rural and regional Australia for up to 3 years and hopes it will be expanded.
I reckon it's a good move. I think it'll be a very good idea for the community as well, for the island people as well, because visas to come to Australia has been very hard.
And there's one more uniquely Pacifica election wish that Mr. Isak has.
Might give me license to import kava. I'm wanting to import, but because it's been banned by this liberal government with so-called John Howard, but if they give me rights to import, like only one person in Australia to have rights, me, please.